Some other news, O.J. Simpson finds out today if he will be released soon from a Nevada prison. He's been in there almost 9 years. Nine was the minimum. He received a sentence of 9 to 33 years for armed robbery and other charges. NPR's Ina Jaffe has a preview of today's parole hearing.
After all of O.J. Simpson's fame and notoriety, what landed him in a Nevada state prison was a robbery gone wrong. In 2007, Simpson and a few accomplices broke into the Las Vegas hotel room of a couple of sports memorabilia dealers. Simpson wanted to recover some stuff he said belonged to him. A couple of the guys with him brought guns. Eventually, Simpson was charged with 12 criminal counts, including armed robbery, kidnapping, and assault with a deadly weapon.
I just wish I had never gone to that room. I wish I didn't. I wish I had just said keep it and not worry about it.
That's Simpson speaking at a hearing in 2013 when he was granted parole on some of the charges against him. He spoke to the parole board via video conference from the Lovelock Correctional Center. He'll do the same at today's hearing. Last time, he reminded the board about his exemplary behavior behind bars.
I gave him my word that I would try to be, or would be, the best prisoner they've ever had here. And I think for the most part, I've kept my word on that.
Simpson has a good chance to be paroled on the remaining charges after today's hearing. No one is scheduled to speak against him. The state of Nevada uses a scoring system to evaluate the risk a prisoner might pose to the community. Categories include behavior in prison and age. Simpson is 70.
He deserves parole. It's as simple as that.
That's Yale Galanter, one of Simpson's defense attorneys in the armed robbery case. He thinks the Las Vegas jury was dishing out some payback, not so much for Simpson's acquittal 13 years earlier in the murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ronald Goldman, but for the recently published book that Simpson co-authored called If I Did It. Galanter says he could hear the jury's disgust when he questioned them.
How do you write a book that your children are going to see called If I Killed Your Mother and If I Killed Your Mother's Friend?
As with all things O.J., there's been tremendous media interest in this hearing. Ordinarily, the parole board's decision would follow in a few weeks, but they've announced that they will rule in Simpson's case today so they can put this behind them and get back to their normal way of doing business. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.